KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day off Kodiak Island, a group of anglers is on a charter fishing trip. In the past, charters like this mostly focused on halibut and salmon, but these days they're more diverse, also fishing for sablefish, lingcod, and rockfish. Today, rockfish are biting, and these anglers are pulling in black rockfish. At 3 or 4 pounds, black rockfish look a bit like freshwater largemouth bass. As the anglers approach their limit, the deckhand begins returning fish to the water.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The mayor of Los Angeles says the city could lift its curfew if there are fewer arrests tonight. She says it also depends on the federal government's response to the protests over its immigration enforcement actions. Earlier, there were no signs of the 700 Marines President Trump deployed to the city to join thousands of National Guard members protecting federal buildings. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced a range of questions on Capitol Hill today from U.S. senators, and one focus was the administration's orders to send Marines to Los Angeles.
Senators from both parties questioned Secretary Hegseth about the Trump administration's commitment to aid Ukraine and cuts to the federal workforce. Hegseth praised Trump and defended his policies, including the decision to send National Guard and U.S. Marines to demonstrations in L.A. In one heated exchange, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy compared that to Trump's reluctance in 2020 to act against pro-Trump demonstrators who attacked the Capitol on January 6th.
I support the decision that President Trump made and requesting the National Guard that was denied.
So you do not,
President Trump
did not support the decision to send the National Guard here to defend the Capitol. I think that speaks to the worry that many Americans have that there is a double standard.
Hegseth left open the possibility that U.S. troops might be sent to other cities. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Former film mogul Harvey Weinstein, who became an emblematic villain of the Me Too movement, has been convicted of a 2006 sexual assault at his retrial in New York. He was acquitted on a second similar charge, and a third charge of rape resulted in a hung jury. Weinstein was retried after New York Appeals Court overturned his rape conviction on procedural grounds over a year ago. He will remain in prison as he appeals a separate conviction for sex crimes in California. Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson died on this date in this place of this cause. The singer, songwriter, and producer was 82 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports Wilson took the three-minute pop song into new dimensions.
Brian Wilson was a California boy who became famous singing about California girls. But it was the 1966 album Pet Sounds, produced when Wilson was suffering from hallucinations and depression, that sealed his reputation as a musical mastermind, as fellow rock star Linda Ronstadt told NPR in 2020.
It was a revelation. Brian Wilson is a genius. I love his music. It cheered me up.
In his later years, Wilson's musical projects included a reunion album and tour with the Beach Boys. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
It's unclear when Wilson died or what the cause of death was. It's NPR. As AI companions gain popularity, some users are turning to them for emotional support, perhaps even something close to love. But as NPR's Windsor Johnson reports, experts warn that digital relationships may come with hidden costs.
AI romance is having a moment. These mates are attentive, emotionally available, and entirely fictional. Psychologist Lori Gottlieb says that's part of the appeal.
The bot is very predictable. The bot is going to be there for you in the way that you hope.
Chatbots are great listeners. They mimic intimacy. But Gottlieb says something's missing.
There are no shared experiences. It's just the two of you in a bubble of validation. And that's going to start to feel really empty. It might feel comforting, like a nice blanket.
That blanket feels good and keeps you warm in the night. But in real life, Gottlieb says, it's not a relationship that carries with you into your day. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Annual inflation picked up a little steam last month as the early effects of President Trump's tariffs began to show up in the prices that U.S. shoppers pay. Consumer prices in May were up 2.4% from a year ago, according to a report today from the Labor Department. It marked a slight increase from April. However, measured on a monthly basis, prices rose just a tenth of 1% from April to May. U.S. stocks have ended the day lower. The Nasdaq closed down nearly 100 points. The Dow was down slightly. The S&P was down 16 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska, from Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight southwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, south winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Thursday. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, south winds 35 knots, seas 8 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy with highs near 47, south winds 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, cloudy with lows near 45, south winds 10 miles an hour. And Thursday, a chance of rain, mainly before 4 p.m., cloudy with highs near 48, south winds around 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet, 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot, 8 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 foot, 6 inches, and a low at 11:42 at 3 feet, 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:22, giving us 17 hours and 23 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, last hour as I was playing some really mellow music from the 70s, it was kind of fun doing that. I was joking around with my friends, you know, three of my best friends from I grew up with, from the same area, you know, Whidbey Island, and they were talking about they're going to get together for a rally and, you know, like the demonstrators and everywhere else in the country. And I thought, what fun. So I made a tongue-in-cheek response, you know. I kind of want to add a little levity to all this. It's really horrible when, you know, when we have riots in the streets and all that and social unrest, and it's always bothered me. But I gotta add my little levity to try to bring us out of it. And then this tragic news just took all the air right out of my sails, all of the air out of my sails. I'm a boomer. I was born in 1950, okay? I grew up with the Beatles. Sly Stone was right there. But I think the biggest one of all of them, at least equal to the Beatles, that's Brian Wilson. He died at 82 years old. He was a pop music genius and singer who co-founded the Beach Boys. 82 years old, and he died. The musician's family announced his death on Wednesday. That's the day, June 11th. In an Instagram post featuring a recent photo of the star smiling on a beach. "We are heartbroken to announce that our beloved father, Brian Wilson, has passed away," the statement read. "We are at a loss for words right now. Please respect our privacy at this time as our family is grieving. We realize that we are sharing our grief with the world. Love and mercy." It was described in People magazine in 1975 as a formative genius of the group. Wilson served as a rock band songwriter and co-lead vocalist, and also played bass guitar and keyboards alongside brothers Dennis and Carl Wilson, cousin Mike Lowe, and friend Al Jardine, who were all part of the original Beach Boys lineup. Born in 1942 in Inglewood, California, he's the eldest child among his siblings, including Dennis and Carl, who were born in 44 and 46, respectively. At an early age, he is said to have an aptitude for music, and I don't know what to say. At age 19, along with his brothers, 11 Jardine, he formed the Beach Boys, which was initially known as the Pendletones, and co-wrote the group's first song, Surfin'. By 62, they released their first studio album, Surfin' Safari. I remember that. I was 12 when it came out. And with the success of their sophomore effort, Surfin' USA, and two subsequent albums, also released in 63, they helped cultivate and became synonymous with that wonderful California song. I think the only real people they had that were they're equal, that the only, what I'm trying to say, is you get two teams fighting together, ones are just equally just as good. Well, it's the same thing with musicians. You have the Beach Boys and the Beatles, and that was a real competition. So what I'm going to do here in honor of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, probably his best work, he wrote it when he was coming out of depression, I believe. That was quite an event in his life. He had lost hearing in one of his ears, his right ear, I think, and that probably sparked the whole thing. And, of course, drug use is there, LSD and all that. But it's not uncommon for people with a high degree of artistic intelligence, especially, to go over the deep end. You know, Brian came back and he wrote the album Pet Sounds, and I think I'm going to play that. The songs on it are Wouldn't It Be Nice, You Still Believe in Me, It's Not Me, Don't Talk, after that I'm Waiting for the Day, Let's Go Away for a While, Sloop John B., God Only Knows, I Know There's an Answer, Here Today, I Was Just Made for, Pet Sounds, mono mix, and Caroline No. And that's, some say that's the best work that they did. It definitely had a profound effect on the Beatles when they put together Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. And Chris Sundberg enlightened me on that one just a few minutes ago. And I hope y'all are listening. I put AP Radio on a couple sites to hear this. Little tribute to Brian Wilson, America's Mozart.
Found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. to help forget about him. I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I kissed your lips when your face looked sad. It made me think about him and that you still loved him so.
Baby, don't you know?
But pretty soon, I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
I can see it around. We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken.
What I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. Just wasn't made for these times.
Very sad, the passing of Brian Wilson today. It really is. I got a quote from him here. It says, J.S. Bach was easily the greatest innovator in the history of the world. Of all the composers, he was the one who makes the most sense to me. I really like that quote, really for the simple reason. My instrument at the university was pipe organ. I played Bach more than anything else. We'll finish off the rest of this hour and wish Brian Wilson to rest in peace with some of the other hits by the Beach Boys. That's from Serpent Safari in My Room and Barbara Ann coming at you, taking us to the top of the hour.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Tell my secrets to ba 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 ba.
Really rocky. Really rocky. Scratching it, isn't it?
Scratching it.
Oh, wait over there. Oh, down low.
Tried Betty Lou. Tried Betty Lou. Tried Betty Lou. But I knew she wouldn't do it. Barbara and Baba. Take my hand, Barbara and Baba. Take my hand. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Barbara and Baba. Baba, Barbara and
Baba. Baba, Baba, Barbara and Baba.
Are hit by a river.